call it a side of bacon or middling of bacon?
Well, I've heard it called middling bacon, and I've heard it called side of bacon.
Uh-huh.
Usually, though, when you go in a store, if you're going to buy, now the reason you can buy it in the side,
mm-hmm.
you can get a half of a side
mm-hmm.
or a whole side cheaper than you can just get a pound or two of bacon. You can get a side, I think the half a size, and side is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times I'll go in the store and buy a half of a side of bacon if it's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll put it in small packages,
uh-huh.
see. And when we want to run out of bacon, we'll just go up to deep freezer and get it, put it in the refrigerator.
Uh-huh. When you talk about the pound or two of bacon, are you talking about that sliced?
No, they've got it in those little packages.
Uh-huh.
But you can go in the store and tell them you want 2 pounds of bacon, and they'll have it in 2-pound strips.
Uh-huh.
But now you can also, they'll slice a half a side
uh-huh.
for you. And then when you get it home, you can wrap it in packages like you want to. And you get it about, I think 10 or 15, 20, sometime 25 or 30 cents cheaper by buying a half of a side.
When you talk about this meat though that comes already sliced, what would you call that, bacon or breakfast bacon?
I'll tell you, I call that, I used to like it for a year or two, but there's just nothing left when they slice it that thin.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather get the old country store fella to slice mine off about that thick,
uh-huh.
just about like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he slices it that thin, you just don't have nothing left but grease.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it when it comes to sliced like that?
Sliced bacon.
Okay. And the outside of the bacon, the edge that you cut off, is the
skin.
Okay. And the person that sells the meat is called the...
He's called the...
Or that kills the meat is called the...
The one that kills the meat, he's called the butcher.
Okay. And if meat's been kept too long, you say the meat is...
Strong.
Or it's done what it's...
Well, it's rancy.
Uh-huh. And after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Hog head cheese.
Okay.
It's good too.
What about with the liver?
The liver?
Uh-huh.
If the liver is good, I like it stewed.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard of making anything by cooking and grinding up the liver?
Some people put it in the hog head cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And you also can put the feet in the hog head cheese.
Mm-hmm.
But I have put a few feet in the hog head cheese, but I never have put the liver in the hog head cheese.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a good liver, I wanted some of it stewed.
Have you ever heard of people making...
And I like it fried, too.
Uh-huh.
I do, I like pork liver, but the trouble of it is you can't find many that's any good.
Mm-hmm.
I had 3 hogs here in a pen. And I butchered 2 of them, and in about 3 weeks I butchered the other one. And those were as pretty livers as I've ever had. I had them in this pen down here, and it had a floor in it about that high off the ground. Those pigs never did get on the ground. And about 2 months before I was going to kill them, or 6 or 8 weeks, I got a sack of feed with this worm medicine in it.
Mm-hmm.
And fed them about 50 pounds of that, and then went right back on the Purina
mm-hmm.
chow. Those were the prettiest livers as you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And those were as good a hogs as I've ever eaten. We still eating on them.
Have you ever heard of people making things out of the hog's blood?
No.